Good to be here this morning. Thankful for the presence of the Lord that is here with us this morning. Man, it's so special to be in God's presence. You know, if you come here and I'm not here one Sunday, you'll survive. And if you come here and your neighbor next to you is not here, you'll be okay. But I want to tell you what, every time that I come to the house of the Lord, I'm expecting God to show up. And I'm expecting Him to be here, and I want to be in His presence as we're here this morning. If you'll take your Bibles and turn me to James chapter number 4, man, I'm so glad that Jesus loved me so much that I was part of a plan. I'm so glad that God loved us so much that even though that we were going to sin and we were going to come short, that we was part of a plan, and Christ did it all because He loved us. Not because you were going to be worthy, and not because you were going to be perfect, not because you were going to be Baptist or you were going to give money to a church, but because Jesus Christ loved you so much, He was willing to lay down His life for you. Man, I'm glad it was all because He loved me. James chapter number 4, we'll begin reading verse number 13. But before we get into the scripture this morning, I do want to go to the Lord in word of prayer, and I ask you just to pray for me that I'll get my thoughts together and that God will allow this message to come out in the way that He gave it to me. I don't believe I'll be before you very long this morning, so let's just pray that we'll listen for that small, still voice, that God will speak to us, and that not that what I say, but what God's Holy Spirit wants to have take place in the middle of this message this morning, that's what will take place. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for all that You do. God, I want to thank You for this opportunity to be here. God, I'm so thankful for Your presence that's here this morning. God, I can't thank You enough that You love me so much that You gave Your only Son for me. God, I can't thank You enough that even through my faults and my failures that You allow me to be one of Your children, God. And I know that's not because of my works, but it is all because of the finished work of Calvary. God, I want to thank You for everyone that's in this service today, God. God, I know that some of us, we may have come to celebrate a graduation. God, some of us, we may have come because it's a habit to come to church on Sunday morning. God, but whatever reason that we're here, I pray that we'll take the next 15, 20 minutes, God, and that we'll listen for Your still small voice, that You'll speak to our hearts, and that You will allow us, God, to continue to be in Your presence, and that things that happen from here to the end of the service, God, will draw us closer to You. And I pray most of all, if there's one here today that's lost, God, I pray that today will be their day, God. The day that they become a child of God, that their sins are forgiven, and their eternal destination is changed. God, I just want to thank You for loving and saving an old sinner like me, and it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. James chapter number 4, let's begin reading with verse number 13. The Bible says, "Go to now, ye that ye say, today or tomorrow we will go in such a city and continue there and buy and sell. And go get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." May God add a blessing to the reading of His word this morning. I just want to talk to you about a thought for just a few minutes this morning about life being a vapor. About life being just like a fog that is here for just a small period of time. You know, I live at the bottom of Fancy Gap Mountain, and almost any time that there's any moisture in the air, as you cross the parkway up around Fancy Gap, there's always a heavy fog right there. Cana may be clear, Hillsville may be clear, but right in the middle of Fancy Gap, there's always a heavy fog there in Fancy Gap. But you know what's amazing about that fog is you might go there this morning, and it might be 7:30, and that might be a real heavy fog, but you come back through there about 11:30 or 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, and that fog is gone. That thing that was there and so present and so real, so thick, all of a sudden it's gone. Ain't it funny how our life is the very same way? The Bible tells us, He says, your life is but a vapor. It is here for a short time, and then it vanisheth away. And this week, as I begin to flip through Facebook a little bit, and I begin to look at all of these graduations taking place, and we're celebrating our graduates here at Fellowship this morning. Ain't it funny how, I wonder how many of those parents, if they begin to think, and if they were honest with us this morning, I won't put them on the spot and ask, but the two high school graduates that we had here this morning, if you ask their parents, how many times this week have they looked at their daughters and said, it seems like yesterday we were walking on to kindergarten. It seems like yesterday that we were holding them in the hospital. It seems like yesterday that we were excited about them going to middle school. And you know what? I don't cry. That's something that I don't do. But I found myself this week, There's nothing wrong with crying, but I don't cry very much. I found myself this week watching some of your kids graduate and tears streaming down my face because I've got one that's not, and I realize how quick life gets away from us. How quick life is. We're here in their prime of their life. They're graduating high school. And man, but as you look and you go back through the years, you know, I can remember being a young teenager and thinking, man, I'm never going to get to be 16 years old. I'm never going to get my driver's license. That's never going to happen. I'm never going to graduate high school. It surprised me that I did, but I did finally graduate high school. But I'm never going to get through high school. I'm never going to get this. I'm never going to reach this point in my life. And now I'm here and I'm almost 37 years old, and it seems like life has went by just like this. I can remember holding Silas and my girls in the hospital and them being just tiny, tiny babies. But now this vapor that we call life is passing by so fast. This vapor that we call life is going by in such a quick, rapid stance that it is so hard to even keep up anymore. It's amazing how fast that life goes. And here in the book of James, he says, but what is your life? It is here but for a short time, and then it vanisheth away. I want to tell you something this morning, that I don't believe that this scripture was given to us so that we may fear death. I don't believe that this scripture was given to us so that we'll hold our heads down and say, well, I ain't got long to live. I believe that God wanted us to realize how that we should cherish this life that he has given us and use this life for the best of our ability to give him glory. I think that he gave us this to realize that even though that sometimes it seems like things are so far out in the future, you know, I can remember used to that Autumn and I would talk about from time to time, well, we might need to see a way to put some money back for our kids to go to college. My kids better get good scholarships or go to work. That's the two options they've got. But here it is, and Silas is 3 years away from graduating high school, and I don't have anything put back for him to go to college with. I mean, I'll get him a book bag or something and send him that direction. That's about all I've got. But life passes by. You know, we kept saying, well, maybe tomorrow, or maybe next year we can start this, or maybe we can do this or that. He's more concerned about a truck or something right now than he is a college education anyway. But as we go and life gets by with us, but it's not so that we can sit and be sad about how fast life goes. It's not so that we can say, well, I don't know, maybe I might die tomorrow and I better stay at home and better be afraid. But God wants us to cherish this life that he's given us and use this life to point others to the cross of Christ and to give him glory with our lives and to be thankful for every breath that he's given us in our life. Even though sometimes life is not fair and life is not fun, I believe that God wants us to enjoy this life that he's given us. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. How fast life goes. And then as I begin to look at verse number 15, the Bible says, for that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. He says, I don't want you to take your life for granted. I don't want you to take tomorrow for granted. You know, how many have plans after church? After a while? Anybody got something to do after church? You done got it in the plans? Yeah, I do too. I got to go here and go there and go there. Who's got plans this week? Who's already planned you vacation for this year? You know, we've all got these plans, and there's nothing really wrong with planning except for, I believe sometimes it prohibits us from being thankful for today. It prohibits us from making the most of today that we possibly can. And he says, what is your life? It is even a vapor that is here for a little time and then vanishes away. He says, because you make these plans, and we ought to always make our plans according to God's will. We always ought to make our plans according. He says here, for that you ought to say in verse number 15, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. How many times are we saying, well, I'm going to do this in the future, and I'm going to do this in the future? And, you know, even this morning as Kirk was announcing our graduates and our two high school graduates, he says their plans are. And he began to tell us what their plans are. I want to tell you something, that it's nothing wrong with having a plan, but don't put a whole lot of faith in your plan because only God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So many times we get what we think is the perfect plan. And I want to talk to you for just a minute or two about a perfect plan here in just a second. But for all my life, you know, I've had plans all my life. This is where I want to be when I'm this age, and this is where I want to be where I'm this age. And I don't know that any of my plans have come around. I don't know that any of them have come to fruition. Man, that's a big word for me. I'm scared to say it. Afraid I'd say it wrong. But I don't know that any of my plans have taken place. You know, I used to want to be a bull rider, and I had a plan that I was going to be a bull rider. Man, that was a dream that my high school class ring even has a bull rider on the side of it. That's what I was going to be. The other day, Silas come in, and he was watching the movie 8 Seconds. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that movie or not, but a great movie about Lane Frost. And he was over there watching, and he said, "Man, this is a really cool movie." And I said, "Yeah, it is a pretty cool movie." And I said, "You know what? I could do that." And he said, "There ain't no way." I said, "Yeah, I could do that. That was my plan. That's what I was going to do." But you know, my plan didn't work out. I was going to go to Appalachian State and get a teaching degree and become a teacher. That was my plan. My plans changed. God had other things in mind for me, and that's not the direction that I went. But your plans can change. But I want to tell you something. There's nothing wrong with having a plan. Just be sure that your plan follows God's will for your life. Because I want to show you what this verse says right here. It says, "For that you ought to say, if the Lord will." You know what your best plan is? Let me give you your best plan. Whatever God's will is for your life. You know, who's to say that if I had become a bull rider, that I would even be living today, for one thing, but that I would ever met my wife, that I would ever had my children? Who's to say what would have happened to my life? Who's to say that I would have never met you fine folk here at Fellowship and been a privilege to be the pastor of this wonderful church? Because my plan wasn't God's plan, and little things come in my life that changed me and put me in the middle of God's will, and God took my life and used it for what He wanted it to be, and I hope to always stay right in the center of your will. So even as we look forward, and I know I'm sort of talking to the couple of ladies that graduated, and you're looking and you're saying, "Well, this is my plan," but try your best to pray and ask God. God, is my plan in your will? But also, we as adults, sometimes we get settled into a groove. I hate change. Can I just go ahead and tell you that I hate change this morning? When I get into a groove and things are going smooth, I don't like to turn left or right. But sometimes God has a turn in our path. But if it's not in our plan, sometimes we miss God's will in our life. You say, "Well, preacher, how do you know what the perfect will of God is?" You better have an open line of communication with Him to where you can speak to Him and He can speak to you and He can lead you and guide you. But we have all these plans, but be sure that our plans offer a place for God's will in our life. So many times I believe that I get so tied up in this world. You know, Kirk was mentioning a few moments ago as he was giving these Bibles, these gifts to these graduates, about what is your definition of success. I've probably shared this with you before, but a couple of years ago we went down and watched the Braves play. Watched the Braves get beat. Went down and watched the Braves play. And we were sitting there, and I looked over to Autumn, and Silas has always loved baseball. And there was some jerseys kind of hung up around the stadium. And I told Autumn, I said, "How awesome would it be to come sit in this place and see your son's name hanging up there?" I said, "Man, that would just make me bubble up on the inside. That would make me let's just say it like it is. That would make me proud for my son's name to be hanging up in a Major League Baseball stadium." Do you know what? I should be bubbling up this morning. I should be proud. I should be even happier about anything, more than anything in the world, to know that my son's name is written in heaven this morning. To know that my name is written in heaven this morning. You know, I think there's a good chance that my son may grow up to be a bum. I think there's really a good chance of that. Because he's 15 and he's lazy, and I mean, you have to shake a stick at him to get him to do anything. My son very well could grow up and be a bum, live in my basement. That may happen. I'm sorry, Silas. But even if Silas grows up to be a bum, even if Silas grows up and he lives in mom and daddy's basement eating out of my refrigerator for the rest of his life, I will be complaining about it, but I still should be happy because he found a plan that God gave him a long time ago on a cross at Calvary, that God's plan will always work because God had a plan for us way before the foundation of the world. God had a plan for us that didn't include finances. God had a plan for us that didn't include college. God had a plan for us that didn't include working. God had a plan that said, "I know that you're not going to be able to live a sinless life. I know that in your life there's going to be a place that separates me and you because sin comes in. But God said, I've got a plan that's so perfect that I'm going to allow my son, Jesus Christ, to come and give his life on a cross at Calvary. I've got a plan that's going to work. My plans don't always work. My plans fall through. My plans don't come to happen. My plans are failing plans. But I'm glad to tell you this morning that when Jesus Christ said that it is finished there on the cross at Calvary, that's a plan that is in place that will never fail. It'll never let you down. It'll never go away. God's plan will always work in your life. I'm so thankful this morning that even though my plans may fall, may come short, that God had a plan that's perfect. Leanne was teaching this morning in Sunday school about God's plan. And I took my notebook up there to him. I said, I want you just to see what I've wrote right here. That God's plan will always work. And that's about all the notes I've got this morning. God's plan is perfect. Sometimes we get into plans that fail. Sometimes we get into plans that are not God's will. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ's plan that he gave his life for you on a cross will always work. It'll always be there. I hope my son don't grow up to be a bum. I'm going to give him every opportunity. I'm going to push him in everything that I can. I'm going to do my best to help him make good decisions in his life. It's not my will for him to become a bum, but it's still possible for him to become a bum. But I want you to know, since I was 7 years old and I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and forgive me of my sins, it's not possible for me to be anything other than a child of God anymore. I belong to Jesus Christ. You can hate me, you can not like me, you can fire me from my job, all of my finances can go away, everything in my life can fall apart, my wife can leave me, my children can hate me, all of those things, it is possible for that to happen in my life, but it is not possible for me to have to give an account for my sins anymore, because my sins were washed away when I was 7 years old, my sins were forgiven, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning, God's plan will never fail in my life. Jennifer and Hannah, if you will, come on to the piano this morning. I told you I wouldn't be very long. I just want us to look this morning, and I want us to know that this life is so short, that this life is going to vanish, that just like this life could be over. And in the midst of that, I want you to know that you have accepted God's plan for your life. Yeah, I know that once I got saved and I become a child of God, that there's different plans that God has for my life. I believe that God had a plan for me to be here. In this church, I can't explain it. I can't tell you how God put that in my heart, but God did. I can remember, some of you have heard this story a couple of times, and some of you have never heard it because you might be here visiting with us this morning. But I can remember someone from this church calling me and saying, hey, would you send us a resume to come and to preach for us? And I told him, I said, no, I'm not going to send you a resume. I don't treat preaching like a business. It's not a business to me. I'm not going to send you a resume. And they said, oh, okay. And, well, would you just send us a tape? I said, yeah, I'll send you a tape. So I sent them a tape, and several months went by. I don't know how many it was, but some time went by, and I don't know, but I couldn't get fellowship off my mind. And Autumn and I were headed over here to Home Place to a swimming party one night. And we got almost out here to Home Place. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't know why, but I said, I feel like I should send fellowship something. I said, I don't have a resume. I said, I don't know what that even is. I said, but I feel like I ought to send them something. And she said, well, do whatever you think he's supposed to do. And we even come out here and actually rode through the parking lot of the church that night. And turned around and went back, and we went to our swimming party. And I went home, and just a couple of days, someone from the church actually called me. I said, you know what, I'm going to send you something. I come down here and I preached. And like I said, I thought we was going to come down here and give it to you and go. I mean, I thought I was just going to get to lay it down and get out of here. But I can't explain to you what God did in my heart. I can remember sitting right there where Autumn is this morning. And one of my girls went out to get some water or something. She come back in and she said, Daddy, she said, something weird's happening. I said, what? She said, there's a group of people praying back here that God will put it on your heart to be their pastor. And when she said that, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. And the Holy Ghost went to it. Look, that wasn't my plan. But I'm glad that God's plan in our life is always right. That God's plan always works. Y'all may get tired of me and throw me out on my head one day. And that'll be okay if that's the way the Lord's leading you. But I know God's put me here for the time being. I know that God's will is being done right now. But if you're here this morning and you've never accepted God's perfect plan for your life, God's perfect plan for your life is for you to realize that you're a sinner, for you to realize that God loved you so much that he gave his only son to die for you on a cross. God's plan this morning is for you to become one of his children. Have your sins washed away, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to tell you something. It's not easy for me to keep this in my mind either, because everything is so hectic in our world and we get our eyes focused on this world. But if all the world falls apart after that, if all the world falls apart after your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it still can't change that you're a child of God. This morning, I don't know what your need is in your heart and in your life. Maybe you're seeking God's plan in your life. Maybe you just want to thank God for the plan that he has in your life. You might be here and you might be hurting this morning. There might have been something that happened this week in your life that's tearing you apart. I'm going to tell you something. God's plan is to be there for you, to comfort you, to be there with you, and to love you. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet this morning. Hannah's going to sing. If there is anything that you need from God, this altar's open. Come on right now. The altar's open right now. If there's anything that you need to talk over with God, if you want to come and just say, God, I don't know exactly what your plan is for my life. I know I'm a child of God, but I want to be right in the center of your will. Come talk to him about it. God, my heart's broken this morning. I know your plan is not for me to be hurt, but God, I want to come talk to you about it. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're lost and you don't know Jesus Christ is your Savior. God's plan is for you to leave here a child of God today. The altar's open.